This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Education Ministry decides to conduct SEE through internal assessment. Nepal Airlines Corporation's wide-body aircraft to bring in 800,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine from Beijing today. And World Health Organization announces a new Greek naming system for variants of COVID-19. Now, the news in detail. With the spread of second wave of COVID-19, the government had decided to conduct this year's secondary education examination, SEE, through internal assessment. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Monday evening took a decision to announce the result of SEE through the same modality as conducted last year. The Ministry of Education stated that the government took such decision as examinations could not be conducted in person due to COVID-19 and the chances of infections were very high if schools were allowed to conduct examinations. Likewise, all the examinees will not have an access to technology to conduct the examinations online. This year, some 517,000 students are preparing for the SEE examinations. The Nepal Airlines Corporation has said its chartered aircraft is bringing today the first lot of the COVID-19 vaccines that China has donated to Nepal last week. The aircraft will carry 800,000 of the 1 million doses of the vaccine in the first phase. The remaining 200,000 doses of the vaccine will be brought by Himalaya Airlines from Kunming. Chinese President Xi Jinping had announced the vaccine support during a telephone conversation with President Vidyadevi Bhandari on May 26th. The meeting of the CPN-UML Standing Committee has begun at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar a little while ago. The meeting was postponed from time to time before this. The UML Party Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang said the meeting will make an assessment of the budget for fiscal year 2021-22 and discuss the party's internal life. The number of people showing the COVID-19-like symptoms has increased in Upper Dolpa. The Dolpa Janajati Development Center said the cases of fever, common cold and cough are on the rise at Dolpa Buddha, Se Foksundo and Charka Tonsang rural municipalities. The three local governments have, through the center, written to the Ministry of Health and Population informing about the situation. The matter has been informed to the provincial and federal government as well. The local levels have demanded medicines and COVID-19 testing kits immediately. They have advised using a helicopter for the transportation of supplies as it takes longer to use mules and motor roads. Additional 6 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke and Kanchanpur district. According to the District COVID Crisis Management Center's resource person Tejwali, the deceased are from Bardia, Kailali and Salyan district undergoing treatment in various hospitals of Banke. Similarly, 1 corona-related death has been reported in Kanchanpur district. The weather is predicted to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country and chances of moderate rainfall at 1 or 2 places of the province 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudar Paschim province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization, WHO, has announced a new naming system for the variants of COVID-19. From now on, the WHO will use Greek letters to refer to variants first detected in countries like the UK, South Africa and India. The UK variant, for instance, is labeled as Alpha, the South African Beta and the Indian as Delta. The WHO said this was to simplify discussions but also to help remove some stigma from the names. Earlier this month, the Indian government criticized the naming of variant first detected in the country last October as the Indian variant, though the WHO had never officially labeled it as such. China has removed that it will allow China has announced that it will allow couples to have up to 3 children after census data showed a steep decline in birth rates. China scrapped its decades-old one-child policy in 2016, replacing it with a two-child limit, which has failed to lead to a sustained upsurge in birth. The cost of raising children in cities has deterred many Chinese couples. The latest move was approved by President Xi Jinping at a meeting of top Communist Party officials. But human rights organization Amnesty International said the policy, like its predecessors, was still a violation of sexual and reproductive rights. A man suspected of killing 70 endangered tigers has been arrested in Bangladesh after a 20-year search. Police said Habib Talukdar, known as Tiger Habib, was finally caught following a tip-off after 3 previous arrest warrants had been issued for him. He has operated in the Sundarbans mangrove forest on the border between India and Bangladesh. The area is home to the world's largest population of Bengal tigers. Only a few thousand remain in the wild. Black market traders buy their pelts, bones, and even flesh for sale around the globe. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Education Ministry decides to conduct SEE through internal assessment. Nepal Airlines Corporation's wide-body aircraft to bring in 800,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines from Beijing today, and World Health Organization announced a new Greek naming system for variants of COVID-19. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.